So this is it. Got this it. Is our final goodbye.
Final goodbye.
My fifth year, y'all's fourth year. I can remember my first year was when we hosted Super Bowl here.
Oh, wow.
That was an awesome experience.
Well, the next season was really cool because we had how many? Like four or five extra games because we went to the last round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Seahawks, man, they just took it away from us.
Who ended up winning
the Super Bowl that year. So.
And Senior Bowl, our first year.
We did go to Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl.
Our first year.
I love Senior Bowl.
That was so much fun.
Our retreats.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They were so much fun.
I'm going to miss the retreats so much.
How many girls did we have in one house and how many bedrooms? Like three bedrooms.
Four bedrooms.
36 girls.
Yeah.
Luggage everywhere.
And then like one and a half bathrooms.
One and a half bathrooms.
Yeah.
One and a half.
And all wine.
No hot water.
No hot water ever.
Water.
Or you were lucky if you got a bed.
Yeah.
I think that was mostly the
I think
bed.
The bed.
Bed's got the bed. Rookie's got the floor.
As we got older, we got to sleep in a better place. And finally, by the last year, I was like, look, I'm sleeping in the bed. You can sleep in the bed.
Something about having to, like, scrounge for, like, you know, like a patio cushion to sleep on. Yeah. Or something like, you know, at the time it wasn't great, but
most
I look back and it's
skills.
Funny. Yeah.
Most survival skills.
And two, I think your rookie year is always more special because everything's new.
Absolutely.
You don't know what to expect.
Absolutely.
And it's just like everything's new.
Yeah.
So
you don't know what you're getting into.
Right. And then you're in it and you just have to go with it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So all of the games that Miss Leslie has made us play that have been so fun.
Yes.
Do you remember the red paperclip game?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, we took a red paperclip and we had an hour and a half to go all around through Destin, and you couldn't tell anybody in the store like who we were or what we were trying to accomplish. We just had to convince them to trade our red paperclip. Yeah, our paperclip for something in exchange, and somehow
we ended up getting a painting, a spa gift certificate, a surfing board.
I mean, look what it taught us, though. It taught us to go into places,
right.
To be able to speak to people, you know. And what did Miss Leslie always tell us? If you don't ask for it, you'll never know.
We've danced at appearances, at football games. I mean, we've danced for 8 hours on Sunday. It's definitely
and look at the people we've met through experiences.
So many.
And so many girls that we've met just through our years on the team. I can't imagine my life without. I mean, seriously. I mean, and Summer and I met, you know, through the team.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy.
You know, we have a pre-clinic
in
Baton Rouge, and Sarah Friday came through the door, and she had on the cutest sports bra ever, and I went and got it right after, but me and Sarah, I was like, this girl.
Wouldn't it be nice to be on the other side of auditions?
I'm excited for that.
But then, like, studying for the NFL test.
Oh, my God.
To remember, like, all the 50 teams and everything like that. We had so many puns.
Every year we keep up with them. Oh, and my favorite, like, you know, Summer and I are riding back and forth for several years. This has really been the first year that we haven't ridden together, which has been kind of weird.
All the way from Mississippi.
I feel like we become a family after 4 years together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do without y'all. We're going to have to make, like, an effort to come together and, like, hang out. Because I know we live in all different cities, and that's what makes this special, because this is what we have in common, and we spend 4 years together, and we have so much fun. It's like you don't want to let it go.
Right. I like what Ms. Leslie says, that 4 years is a good time to change things up, because after your fourth year, it's like, that's enough. Like, what else is out there for me? What's the next chapter?
Right,
like, what am I supposed to do next?
Right.
I had no idea there were so many people that I could be influenced by, all of our teammates, just everything that we've learned. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like when I first started to now,
4 or 5 years,
adulthood with this.
I think one of the things that I think I've learned most about being on Sensations is that you have to learn how to face challenges and deal with them, and what you're going to do next.
Right.
And I think that is one of the most important lessons I got, especially since I was so young.
We need to like go out there, and we can be the next you know, CEO or something. Mm-hmm. We can be this, but, you know, it's a great experience to be an NFL cheerleader. I mean, I know we've all had a lot of positive experiences. Mm-hmm. You've met other girls all over the league, and I think that being able to move on after 4 years, we can follow the next dream of ours and, you know, become successful women that make people proud to be a part of St. Satians.
Because, I mean, this team's all about empowering each other, empowering women. Yeah. And, I mean, you don't find that everywhere. And that's just what I feel like really sets our team apart. I mean, we have such a diverse team. I mean, it's just, I mean, we have a 40-year-old, we have people that are married, we have people that have children, you know, so, I mean, that's just, it's really something special our team shares, I think.
We really do.
I agree.
Yeah. Got a special team, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.